This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week looks to be a big one for Apple. The company is expected to unveil new hardware tomorrow. Rumors have suggested everything from a possible smartwatch to a long-promised Apple television. Also, a new, cheaper, and possibly golden iPhone. But the company's truly revolutionary idea might be in a new trade-in program. Apple wants owners to sell their old iPhones to the company for a discount on a new one. Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
Tanae Harris used Apple's trade-in program when it began just last week. She got her new iPhone by trading in her niece's older model.
My kids have iPhones, and you know, most of the young people in my family, and they said, you know, Auntie, you need to go ahead and have an iPhone.
But people who already have iPhones have been slower to buy the latest models. Israel Ganot is the founder and CEO of Gazelle, a website that buys and resells high-end smartphones.
Regardless of what the 5S will look like, it's not going to be as revolutionary as the first iPhone. So as innovation starts to slow down, Apple simply has to find other reasons to get their customers to upgrade on a regular basis.
Overseas, Apple has a different reason to make its iPhones cheaper. Here's telecoms analyst Roger Entner.
Apple is losing out, especially in emerging markets, to lower-priced Android devices.
Worldwide, 3 of every 4 smartphones runs Google's Android operating system. In some places, those phones cost as little as $15. Still, the resale market for used high-end smartphones is growing too. Israel Ganot.
You're talking about billions of consumers that are going to transition into smartphones over the next few years, and a significant proportion of the market cannot afford to buy the latest device, so they'll be as happy buying last year's model at a deep discount.
Yet in the U.S., only a fraction of consumers trade in their old smartphones. Apple's trade-in program could change that.
The opportunity here in re-commerce is driven by changing consumer behavior.
Trade-ins also allow Apple to profit twice off of the same parts. Jason Gernick is a manager at Spring Street Mac in Los Angeles, which has sold refurbished phones since it opened.
They're essentially double-dipping on their own manufacturing process. These parts will go back into their supply chain, whether it's for defective products that are out there or refurbished products that they'll sell, and they will also sell those at a profit.
Whatever their plans are, so far, Apple has been characteristically tight-lipped about the trade-in program and upcoming releases. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.